Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name's Deborah Fay from Disruptive Publishing, and today I'm talking about why it's absolutely crucial that you create your own super sexy, sacred writing space. Now, if you're an author, you've got ideas, I know, and you have to dive deep to explore and express those ideas. That's just our nature. It's our operating system, if you like. Those ideas can be like demanding children competing for our attention. So there's nothing worse to an author than having lots of ideas swimming around in our heads and not being able to give them the attention that they crave and deserve. We need to be able to process our thoughts and see where they want to take us. Now, obviously, this is a first world problem, but it is a heartfelt problem and one that has to be addressed or we literally ache. So what could possibly get in the way of us expressing our true nature? Well, there can be a number of reasons that we can't express ourselves as we would like, and they include no space to write. So that's always being surrounded by people and having absolutely no privacy, having no place to write. So nowhere that's set up with a computer where we can sort of keep our computer and our journals where they're safe and private. No time to write. So having lots of demands on our time and being too tired to try and find space to write. And finally, nothing to write on. So whether that's a laptop, a computer, or no journal to write in. Now, I want to assure you that by creating a designated writing space, you can fix all of these things and turn your desires to write from a chore into a pleasurable experience, and the pleasurable experience it really wants to be for you. So what does a super sexy, sacred writing space look and feel like? Well, for starters, it's your writing space and nothing else. It's not somewhere where you dump things when you run out of room somewhere else. It's just for writing and it stays that way. Now, your space needs to be somewhere where you can have a door in order to keep it sacred. It's a space that you want to be in. You must love it and you must feel like it loves you right back. It has to be a very personal space and one that lifts you up and makes you feel great. It needs to be the right temperature so that you are comfortable. It has to be free of clutter. Now, clutter includes any unfinished business. So anything like washing or folding, paperwork, or any other responsibilities that are screaming for your attention. And I will add, make you feel guilty every time you look at them. Clutter also includes having too many things in a small space. And it also includes having things around you that don't inspire you. Your space also needs to be attractive and just have simple things that make you feel good when you look at them. Maybe they hold special memories or maybe they just look good. You just don't want anything that will distract you. Just things that help you feel creative and help you stay focused on what you're there to do. And finally, your space needs to smell nice, of course. So where do you start if you're going to create your own super sexy, sacred writing space? First of all, know that it's not a case of whether you have a designated writing space or not. It's a case of whether you decide to create one or not. It's entirely up to you and what you consider to be important. But know that a lot can be done with very little. Start by choosing a space that is or can be closed off. It doesn't need to be big. It just needs to be functional. If it has an inspiring view, that's great. But if it doesn't, you can create one inside of your room. Ideally, your space would have room for a laptop or a computer desk and a comfortable chair, and maybe even a comfortable reading chair or a recliner as well for those times when you want to meditate or when you prefer to use pen and paper to the computer. You'll want to strip the room of everything that is not necessary for your writing space. Make sure the lighting is right for the mood that you want to create and think about a paint job in a neutral color that you love, not a bright pink or a bright red. It needs to be neutral. Make sure your space can be kept private and that no one can enter your space without your permission. Very important. Set up your computer, your laptop, and keep the desk clean and uncluttered. Maybe add a photo of your loved ones for inspiration or include a picture of a beautiful place that is meaningful to you. You could include an inspirational quote if that helps you get into the mood to write. I have my Louise Hay yearly calendar. So every day there's a new inspirational quote and a pretty picture. And I have a plant as well as a box of tissues, just functional things. It's clean and simple. I would add a Bluetooth speaker to your space or use headphones or AirPods to play music to. Consider classical music or binaural beats to help you get into the zone and stay in the zone. And add a diffuser with a bottle of oil that you love and make sure the room can be kept cool or warm, depending on what part of the world you live in and what season it is. Think in terms of all the senses as you create your beautiful space. You want everything you see, everything you hear, and what you smell to be inspiring and uplifting. And you want to be physically comfortable. So the temperature needs to be right for you. Having a designated space will change your life as a writer, I promise. It will make you so much more productive and the quality of your writing will improve dramatically as you practice your craft from an inspired place within you. I hope this has been helpful to you. Please send me photos of your writing space if you already have a space or if you decide to create one, we would love to see it. Remember, we offer a free ebook for anyone who's starting out on their writing journey. It's called 7 Things an Author Must Know About Writing and Publishing a Book Before They Take the Plunge, and there is a link below for that. If you would like to explore the Authorpreneurs Bootcamp, where we teach you everything you need to know about writing and publishing a book and hold your hand along the way, then go to disruptivepublishing.com.au/join the club. Book in for an information call if you would like. We'd love to have you join us. That's it from me for this week, but I will be back next week with another blog. Bye for now.